Welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. How's everybody doing? I hope that everyone is well. I just got some news just now, and it's interesting how we are as human beings, right? Even when our awareness and our consciousness rises to another level and rises upward, we still have these moments, these emotions. So two individuals have transitioned. One individual I knew personally, and the other one I didn't, but I know that both of these individuals were very important to a close one to me, an individual that I love. And so, of course, I don't know what it is of me, but I guess the concern, the compassion, the love has me concerned for them. But I know that they're okay. I know that they're okay, and I should be okay, and I should not overthink. So I should stop my thoughts right now. But it prompted me and brought to my awareness not just the fact that these individuals have transitioned, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, you know, there's going to be individuals who are sad and, you know, people who have no idea how this thing called life really truly operates. Will we ever know? In this form, I'm not sure, but I do know that our soul never dies. So I know when someone transitions, it's just a transition. Their soul is still very much alive and actually more illumined and aware than they could have been when they was restricted to this human form. So it's not necessarily a negative thing when somebody transitions. What I'm concerned about is my loved one being an anchor and being a leader, and, you know, just want to make sure that he is not depleting himself in any shape, way, form, or matter. You know, people are going to be reaching out to him, people are going to want support, you know, emotionally, and who knows how else, you know, because I'm not sure when one of them transitioned. I just see services for one on his page, and I'm just like, wow, who's making these arrangements? I'm pretty sure the family's making the arrangements, you know, and he was part of the extended family, but still a very close family friend. But you know how, well, I don't know if you know how, I know how, just from experience, people get around these times when people transition. There's grief, there's sorrow, there's greed, let's be realistic here, okay, and all type of different dynamics that are going on. So, you know, how my spirit dictates me operatively is to handle things quickly. So I did have a relative a few years ago who I had to be or take the leadership in handling the arrangements. Everything did go smoothly because it was her wish to be cremated, not have people come and view her body and cry over her body. So and because she was part of a particular organization, her services, and because it was still kind of like COVID, it was a few years ago, so it was like not really post-COVID as we are now. Her services were handled remotely, and there was nobody. So, but we did use a great funeral home who took care of the obituary, you know, so we still had to go through those processes, but we didn't have to deal with like a repast or, you know, having a space to have that funeral at, because the funeral was done digitally. It was done I think it was done via Zoom, to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure that's how it was conducted. So I did lead in the arrangement parts, but I did not go. And the reason why I don't go typically to these events is because of the heaviness of the energy. And I did go to one maybe a year prior to that, which was another relative. However, my sole reason literally for going was to see my relatives that I haven't seen on my dad's side in a while, you know. And so that was the only reason. Plus, it was in Harlem, so it wasn't hard to get to, you know. So I went. But I have missed a lot of them. It's not like when people typically tell me something like that, I'm typically like, I don't go because I don't want to experience the heaviness. For example, a really special lady, Miss Irene Stewart, passed on. And of course, she became something like an adopted mother to me. And I went to hers. It was in Brooklyn, and it was really challenging. You know, I was actually with her. Days before her transitioning, and you know, I can say that I am more aware now than I was then, but I still had awareness, and I'm gonna keep an eye on this grease. I have some grease on the stove, people. But anyway, I'm multitasking, and I need, you know, this is my safe space. I need to let go. I don't need to tuck in and hold in. I need to release. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm releasing now. I was invited to sing at her her life celebration. That's what her son called it, and I did, and it was very difficult. But I know she felt good about it. And then I was really sad afterwards because I was just such in this space, you know. So I want to talk about this particular space. This space where I kind of feel like stuck. And I feel stuck because I don't know the right thing to do or how to do. Sometimes I do know the right thing. I just don't know how to do, you know, how to approach it. And there were things that I did not learn growing up. A lot of things I did not learn growing up. When it comes to communicating with men. I'm just going to put it just straight out there. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before in previous episodes. Effectively, you know, of course I know how to speak. I know how to be articulate. But when you're dealing with a man, the way their psychology is wired, you know, you have to be wise, because you don't talk to a man the same way you talk to your homegirl. You just don't, you know. Now, if the guy's your friend and you guys have been interacting vocally for some time, then, you know, that's a gray area where maybe you might, you know, but still, you know, men take things very differently. And I learned that because I gave birth to a young boy, and now he is a man. And there were conversations that we had with each other where I made a statement, and I intended the statement one way, completely, fully, wholeheartedly, and they took it a whole another way and made choices based on how they took it. Now, they still have to think about the choices that they make. So I am not taking accountability for how they took it, but I am being conscious of the fact that, damn, you got all of that just from a few words. You know, they were expressing some excitement about something. I think it was me talking about, I think I was talking about decorating, and they were saying how they felt once they I don't know, they made a comment towards the decorations, and I was like, well, you can decorate however you want. I believe this is, and this is not verbatim, but I basically was like, you know, you have that. I just dropped so much flour in the sink. Damn. I mean, it wasn't all of it, so not big, huge deal, but it was enough. Definitely enough. Anyway, that's what I get for multitasking. But it is 3 o'clock, people, and I haven't had a meal yet. So, I'm a little hungry. So, but I needed to get this out, too. So, yeah, I'm multitasking. That's what I'm doing. Some flour, just... got sense. Well, it's about to go down the drain now. I don't think, if I think if it's hot, I should be okay. So leave this water on for a bit, people. I know it's audible. Bear with me. Thank you for your, oh, look at all that good seasoned flour. I'm gonna pour some bleach down the motherfucker too. Oh, it went down pretty easy. Didn't cause any stoppage or anything. Put some hot water on. Pour some bleach down there because we definitely... we don't want no buddies coming up. We don't want no buddies coming up. I know that's how they come up because I'm sleeping on coming up that motherfucker. When I first came. Like, hold up. Where you came from. Because I'm on the fourth floor, baby. You have climbed a lot of pipes to get the fuck up this motherfucker. Well, this bleach down there. This ain't what y'all want. This ain't where y'all belong. Luckily, I haven't seen any since. Fish in there doing what it do. I'm gonna put this timer on. And I'm gonna get away from the noise. Walk over here. It's 80 degrees outside. Should've been sitting on somebody's grass today, but I wasn't. And I'm glad I didn't, actually. Tomorrow's another day. I'll sit on some grass tomorrow. I'm like, well, everybody just got their shorts on and shit. Like, yeah, bitch, because it's 80 degrees. I'm gonna test to see if this AC, how the good these ACs work in here. Anyway, back to the subject. So they like took that comment to the heart. That small thing that a homegirl would have never taken to the heart. Homegirl would have been like, yeah, you're right, and just left it like that. They kept it pushing, but they took it like, I'm a man and I do need to do this and I do need to do that. And it's like, okay, you are a man, but let's be mindful that there has been some challenges. And if you got some support, like, take the support. But I had to also recognize that I don't have to be the all, you know? So especially if, see, here's the thing. When somebody is giving you direction, somebody is giving you support, you know, you have to be open to follow it and listen to it. You can't want the support, but also want the independence. Kind of with the support comes a bit of dependence, you know. Doesn't have to be complete dependence, but it comes some dependence with that, you know. So anyway, long story short, they decided that they wanted their own space, and they had some individuals who were already in place to help them achieve that. And honestly, I have no regrets because I do need to focus on me, and it's challenging to focus on me when they are sharing my space. Was I willing to make the sacrifice? Of course, you know, but it's not necessary. You like, they're gonna do well, and they are doing well. So, you know, but once again, we just hung out yesterday, and it came up in discussion, like, what made you just make it so quick, you know? Like, I want to know how their psyches are, and their psyches are different than us women's psyches. Believe it or not, it's different, you know. So he just explained to me, like, you told me I needed my own place, and I was like, I didn't say that like that, you know. I just said, if you're decorating this something, you know, and I made sure afterwards that I was like, don't rush it. It's like, yeah, I know, but I still need to do my own thing, and I respected it. But I also took note, you know, of the communication. So I know I have communicated very much unwisely to this man that I love, you know. And it's because I really didn't know how to communicate effectively. And I'm not even sure if I know now, you know. I'm just getting to the point where I'm realizing that before I can really, really honestly say, hey, let's officially do this thing, that there were parts of me that needed to be healed. There were parts of me that I needed to love more. There were parts of me that needed to be worked on. Shoot, I'm working on those parts right now, like my physical body, my legs, you know, things that had deep insecurities within me, you know. And so as I work on those things and as I become a greater woman, you know, I'm positioning myself, and I'm positioning myself just to be in a sacred union, period. You know, I feel in my soul, heart to heart, that is the guy for me. But I don't really know how he feels, you know. I know he's a great dude. I know he has all of the things that I would love to have in a mate. And I feel that he does genuinely care for me. He's never said, I don't care about you. He has told me not to come around. But then there's been other times where he's definitely invited me to come around. I don't know whether to take this situation as a reason to come around, you know, because I know he's going to be present, and I just want to be supportive of him, you know. But I can be supportive from a distance. I can pray and I can send him good vibrations, you know, remotely. I don't have to be right there, you know, but I kind of want to be right there for him. And I just don't want to I don't want to miscommunicate anymore with him, you know. That's really what it is. And I don't even have anyone to call and have a conversation about it with, you know. I mean, maybe my Uncle Derek, you know. I have mentioned it to my Uncle Derek before, and my Uncle Derek's like, just talk to him. It's like, just go talk to him, you know. But sometimes I get stopped in my tracks because I remember him being angry or being annoyed and telling me to leave his ass alone. So I'm like, I just go, like he told me, leave him alone. And I just go and show up, and I just call like nothing happened, like, hey, you know, like, I get stuck. That's I am right now. It's a little stuck. And I figured talking about it on my podcast show would unstick me a bit. But I do appreciate the men that are out there. I mean, they give valuable lessons, such as Bishop, oh my God, what's his name? You know, Queenology, the guy, the Bishop of Queenology, who created Queenology, you know, like how when a guy is interested in you and how he pursues you and things of that sort. So that's another thing. It's like, is this guy really interested in me? Then I saw a new terminology today, and, well, I don't even remember what it is, to be honest with you, but it was basically a term saying that sometimes a person, because of their childhood trauma, forms these emotional attachments and obsessions that are one-sided, basically. I don't know if it's one-sided. They didn't say the one-sided part. Basically, they say they form these obsessions and these attachments and emotional attractions to people, And they think that it's love, but it's not love. It's this particular word, which I forgot the word. But then they go on to describe love, and love is like, okay, you put this person's feelings first. Well, not feelings first, but you care about this person's feelings. You know, you are desiring the emotional attachment, and you know. And so when it described love, I was like, okay, this is love. This is not that, you know. And I didn't feel like it was that, you know, it was just, okay, it's a good word to know and be educated about. But I know that I have always, I've always put his feelings into consideration, you know. I've always felt like, especially like as he's dated other individuals, you know, I never felt like the need to force anything, you know. I always kind of was like, okay, you know, I don't think that's what you want, but okay. I mean, you think that's what you want, so all right. I'm going to love you regardless, you know, like, let's be cool, let's be friends. And that was the weird part. It was like, he didn't even want to leave the option for us to be friends. So there was clearly a very deep, profound attraction between us, but it was like, oh no, not. We're not going to do it like that. It's like, well, what the fuck are we going to do with that? You don't want me as your girlfriend. You don't want me as your friend. But you are deeply attracted to me. And I know this. And everybody knows it. Like, our whole aura changes when we are around each other. And people can see it. People can notice it. Like, people notice it and can see it. Like, we literally shift energy together. Like, he shifts energy by himself, I shift energy by myself, most of the time unconsciously. Okay, I'm not like, oh, I'm gonna go and just light up the room. No, nope. Most of the time I'm just minding my business and I'm just shining, because that's what I do, because I shine, right? And I'm pretty sure it's the same way for him. But then when we come together, it's like, psh, supernova, you know. It's like a big bright ass star, you know, and people see it. And I remember people seeing it, and I just didn't know. Hold up, gotta check this food. Oof. I just didn't know like how to, what the hell it was, because again, I never seen it in regards to. Oh, that's amazing. It's about to be chow time. And I just cleaned my soul too. But you know what? Baby. It's still clean. This shit didn't even splat. Because it's a big ass pot. Okay, it's flat a little bit. Dinner. I gotta get rid of this chicken. I mean, this chicken has been doing the most. Alright. And I've got a protein shake. I got so much going on here in this kitchen. I got detox tea. I'm drinking protein shake that I didn't finish. And I did do some working out today. And now I got some protein to go with the protein shake. There's a lot going on. But any hoots, what I would say, if somebody was coming to me with the same issue, I would say pray and trust the divine. And that's what I'm going to do in this situation. I'm going to pray. Forgive the sirens. I'm in the hood still, people. You know, we haven't gotten out of the hood yet. I don't know if we are. At least not. Maybe we will transmute it from the inside. Um, But yeah, I recognize that it's love. It is love. It's always been love. Now, has it been the healthiest love, the best form of love? Certainly not. Certainly not initially was it healthy love. Certainly, initially, it may have even seemed like obsession. But not really, you know, because it wasn't like, oh, I got to, you know, it was just like, oh, I like it. I like being around you. Let me find a reason to be around you, you know, and I would not just find any reason, but sometimes, you know. So sometimes reasons came to me. I remember I went to one cookout, and he does a cookout annually, and I went to one I was even thinking about going to that cookout, and literally somebody connected with me, a sister connected with me, and invited me to come to a grand opening of a business that was right across the street from him, and the grand opening happened to be on the day of the cookout. I didn't reach out. Like, I wasn't even thinking. But of course, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm very protective of that space because I know it's a very vulnerable space for me, for somebody to occupy. And I just never have experienced it the way I am experiencing it with him. But I do know that it's genuine. And I do know that it's authentic. It's just a lot of stuff that I'm still learning along the way, you know, and that has me cautious because I'm pretty sure I've said things, and I know I've said things in anger that have been hurtful, you know, and I don't know how deeply it affected him really, because again, men's psyches are different than our psyches as women. Women, I get her feeling hurt and, you know, she's like, whatever. Whereas guy gets his feelings hurt and it could shift their whole mindset. You know, apparently my son got his feelings hurt when I told him about the decorating and that he should, you know, do that in his own space. But he's a man and he has to be a man and he has to position himself around men. I'm not a man, so the way I think, and let's be honest, let's get biological here, okay? Your emotions are ran by one side of your brain, and your logic is ran by another side of your brain, and when you are being logical, you're using the logical side of your brain. When you're being emotional, you're using the emotional side. And biologically, naturally, I should say, naturally men don't do that. Naturally men are using either one side, which is why sometimes when a man is angry, he makes absolutely no sense. Or even sometimes when he's happy, he makes no sense because he is just using that emotional side. Now, can they train their brain? I mean, it's the human body. The human body can be trained to do almost anything, you know, but fly, like independent, you know, of gadgets and gizmos, but in and of itself, it can be trained to do anything. So can a man train his brain to work simultaneously or together in cooperation with each other like a woman brain naturally does? I'm pretty sure it's possible. How many men actually go through that training and go through to do that? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure there's probably a greater number that does, especially ones who are into science and are into neurology and know that that discovery and that fact is true, you know. But again, I didn't know that. I discovered that maybe within the last 5 years or so, and it's still, I have to practice because I'm not interacting with a lot of men. So, because I'm not, and maybe I should do that. Maybe I should interact with more men just to see and just to get more advice than off of Bishop. Because Bishop is, I don't know whether Bishop lives in a major city or not, you know. I know he hosts big events and things of that sort. But it's different dynamics when you are in different locations, you know. Yeah, the cores are the same, but how people communicate in one area is different than how they communicate in another area. So I think it would be advantageous for me to get out more.
but in the right type of environments, and have these type of conversations with guys, you know. I think they'll be okay with it, you know, even though I'm attractive, and sometimes any conversation they try to lead or direct it to a different direction, I can always stay in control of that and be wise about that. And I'll have an opportunity to actually have some good conversations this coming Thursday. So I look forward to that. I'm going to go and sing again this Thursday. You know, I sing every Tuesday and Thursday. If you don't know, I sing every Tuesday and Thursday. There is an excellent, magnificent space that I go to, but in particularly last Thursday. If you want to know the information, there's a way for you to message me through my podcast. I'm almost sure. And I have new links. And I have a link with a coupon and all of that stuff. So I have Mother's Day sale going on. I have my original link. So definitely click on those links. But I have a new Etsy shop that is actually functioning. My Etsy shop, when I first created it, I was super, super excited about it. And then Etsy was like, pause, bitch. Are you really who you really are? I've been getting that theme for a bit, until now it's not no more. The last one was a recent company I applied for, but after that I know I'm cool. Like, y'all know who the heck I am already, okay? Y'all should know. Anyway, so I'm gonna share all those links. But if you are interested in hearing me sing live, then, you know, reach out to me. If I'm gonna be completely transparent, Instagram is probably the easiest way to communicate directly to me. So slide into my DMs, but don't come with no nonsense, okay? Because I ain't interested in the nonsense. I will block you with the quickness. But, yeah, come into my DMs. Look for the Super T Podcast Show. You'll be able to actually see me perform and be able to follow me when I sing live in New York City. And now one spot is not like a residency or a venue where artists is coming. Well, I couldn't say it's not a venue where artists don't come and perform, because artists do come and perform there, because it's right smack dab in, like, around the corner from the late night show. It's like in that area that's highly concentrated of celebrities, right? But this particular venue is open, so you don't have to be a professional, which I don't know whether I could claim that, because I'm not a paid singer as of yet, but it's coming. I am claiming to be a paid singer, you know, I'm claiming it, I'm putting it out there in the universe. But when I go there, well, I can't even say. Last time I went there, I actually was compensated. It was a drink, but it was still a compensation, okay? And I actually was able to sing, because typically the place I go to every Tuesday, every Thursday, typically I have to invest a small fee to share my gift. And I don't mind, you know? But this last Thursday, when I tried to make an investment, they refused it. And then I tried again, and they refused it again. They kept refusing it. I was like, okay, all right, you know. So it was interesting. It's interesting. I feel like I definitely feel like there's going to be some people reach out to me after they followed me for a while or whatever. Like, hey, you know, Nikita Black, we would like to invest into your music career. What you think about that? I'll be like, hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah, let's do this shit. I got my passport too. I can sing anywhere almost. Will I sing anywhere? Anywhere safe. Yes, I will sing. I will sing anywhere safe. So let's do it. Let's just fucking do it. So anyway, that's the way to follow me singing. And yeah, make sure you click all the links. And I'm glad that I have this safe space that I've curated. I know podcasts are growing and growing and growing. They have become this big, huge thing, which I did foresee that to happen. But I think that whatever exists should be of service, right? And this right here was created as a safe space for me just to unpack, unload, because there's really not a lot of people in my life. And so it is what it is, you know? But I'm happy, because a lot of times just talking out loud and hearing yourself, epiphanies will come through. And I believe actually sharing this, I know that there's other people that are similar, who have similar thoughts, who have had similar experiences, who may have similar feelings, you know, and they're like, dang, I'm embarrassed to talk about this to somebody, you know, unless, of course, they have a therapist that they feel comfortable with, but they may feel embarrassed to talk to their friends, and maybe they don't have any friends to talk to, and they, you know, they come out here, and they listen to this podcast, and they get pointers and things of that sort, and they're like, oh, hey, I'm not the only one out here that's had that thought or had that feeling, and hey, that's a good idea, you know? So me sharing is a great thing, because it serves me, because I get to unpack in a safe space. Nobody's judging me, and if you are, I don't know about it. Nor do I really care. but, you know, it's a safe space, you know? And as I am sharing, epiphany could come through, and I share that, so it serves me, and it can also be of service to you, whether it's for entertainment, whatever you decide to do with this is your business. I'm not really responsible for what you do. I'm only responsible for what I do, and I'm always intending love and intending the best for myself and for humanity on a whole. That means each of us individually. And I realize and recognize that we each have to choose what we do, and our choices and our thoughts is what determines what our experiences are, you know? And it takes time, especially when you've been programmed to just follow a certain suit or a certain mode of operandi, and you realize, oh shit, that shit only benefits the person that created that shit. It doesn't benefit me at all, you know? So yeah, all of that goodness. So now my fish has cooled off. I have my smoothie in my hand and my detox tea sitting on a radiator, and I'm recording with my mobile device. It's the most convenient way to record, and so yeah, I'm gonna go and attack that fish. That fish is good. It's called sable fish. It is so freaking delicious. Oh my gosh. Like, pescatarian is right there. It's like, come on, try us out. Try us out, Miss Bay. Work out and be pescatarian. And I'm like, but I like lamb chops. Is lamb ain't a part of pescatarian diet. But I don't eat lamb chops every day. So I think my main source of proteins are going to be chicken and fish. And every now and then, maybe I'll have a burger, or every now and then have some lamb chops, or even every now and then have a pork chop, okay? I fucks with the pig. I fucks with bacon, okay? So anyway, with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning into the Super T Podcast Show. I hope something was insightful to you, even if you just laugh like, oh, she's funny, you know, whatever. Let what I do be of empowerment and a reminder to you that we're all just figuring this shit the fuck out here, you know what I mean? And it's a good thing we're in a time and space where people are not so dictative and like, you gotta do it this way, you gotta do it that way, this way, do it this way. No, you can literally figure out what way is going to work best for you as far as living, as far as having the things that you like, having the things that you need. Like, you can do this. You're here, especially as an adult. You can do this no matter what type of background you came from, you know? So just be encouraged, and I hope this motivates and serves someone. And I'm grateful to have this space here. I don't know what has gone on Anchor was so simple, and now Spotify got it, and now, you know, I don't know what's going on with Spotify. I don't want to talk about these other celebrities, but but there's a lot going on. You about to get a new wave, because them old ones that were still hanging out, oh man, if they wasn't doing right, oh man, it's a lot. So I thought of it because I found out, I don't know how accurate this is, so don't quote me, but I found out that the Carters are involved. They have a lot of shares in Spotify, you know? So I'm like, oh, shit. Well, that's all I'm going to say about that is, oh, shit. Well, I wish them the best. And that's all I can say with that. So with that being said, thank you for, again, I've said thank you probably a lot of times. I do live in a state of gratitude, and that is my attitude. But I really do appreciate all the listeners, and hopefully I have some subscribers. I haven't checked in on the audio part in a while, but I see I had like 300 and something listeners within the last month. That is a huge number for me, you know, so thank you. Keep listening. Make sure you click the links, share, you know. I don't know if you can subscribe on here. I think you can. Subscribe. You know, it's all good. It's all good. And if you want to contact me at the Super Tea Podcast Show on my Instagram page. It's the best page. But you can follow me at the Super Tea Podcast Show on every platform. I'm on every platform. Do I come often now? At least once a month. I do something. At least once a month. Anyway, thank you again, and take care and be well, everybody.